Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
Let me feel the weight of me. kapade ya elelele sayara kitsuko yo sayare sale masika elelele swa e kozuani ana sara e frana ne kozwa e kalari ano swara reveal yourself to me Jesus ha reveal yourself to me
God in my
Emmanuel.
God all by himself.
take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus on what is the Good Friday. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the victory. Thank you, Jesus, for Genesis 3:15. Being fulfilled. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, this special day, you redeem us from the clutches of the enemy more than 2,000 years ago. So, Lord, we do not take this day for granted. We have come to praise you and to tell you thank you, Lord. We have come to rededicate our lives to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to move in a mighty way this morning in the name of Jesus. Move in our lives in the name of Jesus. Move in our situations in the name of Jesus. Oh, almighty God, we surrender to you. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God, in our lives in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence, oh God. We surrender totally and completely to you, O God. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord which was on our side, where would we be? Lord, we are grateful to you. Very grateful, O God. Grateful, 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 O God. Hallelujah. We come together in unity. We come together in oneness. Oh, Father God, we come together to bless your name. We've come together to adore you. We've come together to magnify your name. We come together to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is no one like him. We thank you, Jesus. Father, you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Father, you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. You watched over us as we slept through the night. And Lord, we said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, you made a way where there seemed to be no way. Father, you made the crooked places straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you always provide for us. We thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to bless your name. We've come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us of things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And God, Lord, this morning, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto our children. Be merciful unto our grandchildren. Be merciful unto our spouses, O God. Be merciful unto our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Lord, we cry out for mercy. We mercy for this ministry. Mercy for each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We suck our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we speak healing to our bodies through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, this morning, We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our systems in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment, our homes, in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes, in the blood of Jesus. The front markings of our homes, in the front doorposts of our homes, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect. When we are weak, you are strong, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. The blood over our children and our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, nephews, siblings, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. Oh, Father God, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come fitly dressed, ready, oh God, and prepared in the name of Jesus. Coming of salvation, oh God. Thank you for the robe of righteousness, oh God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, for your crown, but we are the crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in his hand. We thank you, Lord, for the armor on our children and our spouses, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the armor, oh God. We put the armor on ourselves, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, our children and grandchildren, on everyone under the sound of my voice. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, for the ministry of the holy angels. Thank you, Lord, that the holy angels are here to do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for sending your holy angels individually as well as cooperatively in the name of Jesus to guide and protect us, war on our behalf, and do your bidding in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that the holy angels, oh God, are assigned to our children. In the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to our grandchildren, and Lord, holy angels assigned to our spouses, holy angels assigned to our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, holy angels that are assigned to everyone under the sound of our voice to be with them, guiding and protecting them, doing God's bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your perfect will be done in our lives. We pray for a fresh anointing, oh God, a refreshing in Christ Jesus, a refreshing in our spirit man. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. Refresh us, oh God. Pour upon us the oil, your oil of gladness. Give us beautiful ashes, oh God. Take away the spirit of heaviness. And give us your spirit of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to help us to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Shield us with your favor, oh God. We surrender completely and totally to the Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, O God. Adore you, Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see, O God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. This morning we pray, O God, for the nation of Ukraine, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to send your warring angels, O God. Angels that are assigned to war on behalf of countries, O God. O God, you're a God of order. So, Father God, we ask you to increase, for an increase of divine angelic activity over the land, O God. Father, let your mercy reign over the land, O God. Oh, Father God, mercy, 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 O God. Father God, we join the people of Ukraine and cry to you, Lord, for mercy. We are our brother's keeper. We cry out to you, Lord, for mercy. Lord, we ask you, O God, to intervene. No man can do it, Lord. You know everything that concerning this nation, O God. So we ask you for your divine intervention, O God. We cry for mercy, for Lord, look at the children being killed. Look at the parents being killed. Look at the elders. Look at the bombshells all over, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy. Father God, we repent on behalf of the nation. In the name of Jesus, if there's anything that is rooted in their background, in the name of Jesus, of their history, that is not of you, Lord. You are a merciful God, O God. So, Father God, if anything that is hindering your hands from moving, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, we ask you to uproot it. We come to ask for mercy, Lord. Mercy for the nations, O God, for that nation. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, mercy. We activate the covenant, O God, in the name of Jesus. The covenant we activate in the name of Jesus. So be said, O God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, save the nation. Save the people. Lord, they have no one to go to but you. Oh, God, we cry out from the bottom of our heart. Father God, help the nation of Ukraine. Oh, we pray for the president, oh, God. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation to move in that land, to come to those in the land. We pray for salvation to move in Russia. Salvation, O God. Let the gospel be spread throughout the world, throughout the Eastern Bloc. Salvation to come to China, O God. The heart of the kings are in your hands. O God, Putin will never, ever in his lifetime be greater than you. The breath that he breathed is yours, O God. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, that you intervene, O God. You intervene, you dispatch more divine angelic hosts. Even in Russia, O God, Father God, let confusion come in the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Arise, O God, in Russia. Let the enemies be scattered. Arise, O God, in Ukraine. Let your enemies, O Father God, be scattered. Take the power away from them, O God. Your power, O God. Take it away, O God. Take it away, O God. In the name of Jesus, I know there are Christians in Russia. I know there are Christians. in China, even those that are locked up behind, oh God, prison bars, Lord, intervene, oh God, intervene for the Christians, oh God, on behalf of them, on behalf of the Christian, on behalf of us, oh God. We are our brothers and sisters, keepers. When they cry, we cry. Hear, oh Lord, and our spirit is crying out to you, Lord. Have mercy upon Ukraine. Have mercy, oh God. Oh, we scream victory when Jesus says yes. Oh, Jesus, let that trumpet of Zion be blown. Let the trumpet of victory, that all the world will see that it is God's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes that the world will see that it's not men, but it is God who brings the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, so we claim victory for the people, the nation of Ukraine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, perfect all our prayers concerning the nation. Perfect all our prayers concerning this ministry. Perfect all our prayers concerning this day. Almighty God, our healer, our friend, we thank you. Pray for those in our families that have not received Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. We pray for salvation to come, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit move in the hearts of those in our families that do not know Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, and those that know him in our families, let them live a life that is pleasing, oh God. Let them surrender totally and completely, oh God, to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You say they that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Jesus, we thank you for the price that you paid. We thank you, Jesus, for the decision you made in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, but thy will be done. We pray that every one of us would come to that surrendering. Oh God, that it will not want to do things our way, but do things that are pleasing to you. Not my will, but thy will be done. Provide, oh God, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we can think of. Your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength, Redeemer. Holy Spirit, there are parents that are grieving this morning over the loss of their loved ones. And so, Father, we pray that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will give them a heart coming of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Oh, God, come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny. We destroy every work of darkness. We decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, we ask you to keep us hidden in your secret place. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We pray for wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill our hearts. Let us walk by your Spirit, Christ Jesus. In and not by flesh. And so, Lord, as I bring just this one word, pray that everyone that is listening will receive in the name of Jesus, and not only receive, but receive with understanding and live our lives pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to, I know the day is Good Friday, but I'm just going to go over this. I don't like to do incomplete work. Hallelujah. So we're going to go back to Matthew 21, 1 to 11. Hallelujah. When Jesus and his disciples came near Jerusalem, he went to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives and sent two of them on ahead. He told them, go into the next village where you will at once find a donkey and her colt. Untie the two donkeys and bring them to me. If anyone asks why you are doing this, just say, the Lord needs them. And he will at once let you have the donkeys. So God's promises came true, just as the prophet had said. Announce to the people of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is humble. And he rides on a donkey, he comes on a colt, and off a donkey. The disciples left and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They brought the donkey and its colt, and some laid some clothes on their backs. Then Jesus laid their coats. Some, I'm reading from the Contemporary, but from the King James, laid their cloaks on the back of the donkey. We talk about them laying their cloaks on the back of the donkey. Jesus sat and rode on. Hallelujah. And yesterday we went into those that are close to Jesus. There's no way you can take your cloak off when Jesus sitting on that cloak. That means you are totally surrendered to Jesus. We went through that yesterday. But I wanted you to see there are some people who spread their clothes, their cloaks in the road. And while some put branches down. Now, hallelujah. Those are some of the Bibles will tell you there are some versions, the disciples, some of the disciples, but we know that the ones that were close to him put their total surrender. I told you how they died. They had totally surrendered to God. But then we're talking about the next group of people who put their cloaks on the ground. Hallelujah. You see, they put the cloaks on the ground and the donkey can move on the ground. That's how they triumphantly will welcome the king. So, but what one of the things, what happens when the cloaks are on the ground? There's a difference from the cloaks that Jesus sat on. We're looking at it in from a terms of relationship and surrendering. Those that put their cloaks on the ground, they are not totally surrendered to Jesus. They're still thinking back and forth. When Jesus passed on, their cloaks, just imagine you move forward from one cloak to the next cloak to the next cloak. So they are not stationary in the things of God. Hallelujah. Jesus literally cannot literally trust them. They're back and forth, wishy-washy people. One meaning they die for Christ. The next meaning they're not going to do it. The double-minded man is unstable. They want only Christ for what he can give to them. But they do not want to surrender their lives completely and totally to Christ. So even when the donkey ride on the cloak and they put it there, they can take their cloaks and go about it. Or some of them can run before he even comes to the next spot and take their cloaks off. They wishy-washy. Hallelujah. They are not stationary in the things of God. They are not committed. People that pretend to be committed, but they have not surrendered their hearts to God. It's a form of godliness denying the power within. They are not committed. Your cloak should be where Jesus is sitting on. Not where sitting on. Hallelujah. So those that are not fully committed, Jesus wants us to totally surrender to him. This is not a place in Christ. There, heaven and hell exist. Play with this thing. We have to fall in love with Jesus. We have to live our life completely. One minute, when it's convenient for us, we love him. When it's not convenient for us, it's okay. We do our own thing. We're not committed. And we take it lightly. We're not totally committed. We are like a woman who, an adulterous woman. We're not committed. Christ is looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle. He's looking for those who will surrender and submit completely and totally to him. Not wishy-washy. Not when you want something from God, you pray. When you don't want something from God, you go about your own business and do what you want to do. That means you are not totally committed. You are not totally surrendered to God. So we're not looking for doing. God is not looking for you who put your clothes on the road. You should, no. You need to come up higher. You need to come up higher. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you need to totally, we need to totally commit to him. Even when the storms are raging, we still trust him. Even when we're going through ups and downs, we trust him. Regardless of what is happening, we put our trust in him. Hallelujah. We have faith that he will never leave us. He will never let us down. We committed to do what he's called us to do. You are obedient. Jesus was obedient unto the end. Hallelujah. It's no time to waste, my brothers and sisters, this morning. Don't waste it. There are people going to bed, and they're not waking up in the morning. You're not speaking to this person. You're not talking to this person. You got bitterness, unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Being in the kingdom of God is just for your convenience to get benefits. You're not totally committed. Christ has been calling you and calling you and calling you. Not totally committed. One minute you're in, one minute you're out. You have not surrendered to Christ. Hallelujah. You have not totally surrendered. So you're still in that outer court. Hallelujah. Those that are spreading their branches, they haven't even paid a price. They just find a tree and just spread the branches. Those that Christians who only go to church or Easter or Resurrection Sunday once a year, it's so easy that they have never done it. They're there. It's easy to cut a branch and put it down. Hallelujah. They're not. In fact, they're worse than those who put the coats down. Jesus is calling you higher. Amen. Draw near to God. Salvation is here. Jesus came to save us, to redeem us. Surrender your life to him. Give him your all in all. Don't be going back and forth to the altar. What I mean, one day you turn yourself over to Christ, the next day you do what you want to do. It's like you committed and you're still whoring around. You tell your husband, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. But when you still have your boyfriend, That's not commitment. So you're not totally committed. I'm just giving an example. Christ is looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle. Jesus is calling you. to come up higher. Hallelujah. Today is Good Friday. The day that Christians celebrate, hallelujah, that Jesus was crucified on the cross. He paid that price to save us. Are you willing to go all the way? Rededicate your life to Christ. The Holy Spirit will help you in your walk. Hallelujah. Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you this morning for the word. Lord, we don't want to be Christians that just cut palm branches and put it on the road. We don't want to be Christians that just put our cloaks down. But we want to be committed Christians, putting our cloaks on the donkey for Jesus to sit on and ride on, total surrendering. So Holy Spirit, I ask you to move in our heart. Let the Holy Spirit convict those that totally surrendered to you. You know them, oh God. And I pray that salvation and rededication will come to those who do not know you personally. Father God, help us to love as you love and forgive as you forgive. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So thank you, Lord, for the walk with you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you bless each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. We pray that those that have committed their lives totally to Christ, Lord, we pray for a tangible blessing, a blessing of testimony in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch each and every one in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us in our walk. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, safe day in the name of Jesus.
Jesus did it all. Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. Now I am free. Jesus did it all. Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. Now I am free. Jesus did it all. Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Where the power is. Just call the name Jesus, Lord. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Oh. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him and him alone. There's nothing he cannot fix for you. Oh.